Shabbos Shir Lam and Gimel continued. Yitzhak Hei Tov Shalom and Zayin, December 2nd, 1976, on Thursday.
The person makes a Maisa Noche, so then we say that he made, not only did his feet stand on the Kalake, on the new place on which he assumed the position, but the goof and the chayfetz that is on the goof also assume the position on that spot in the Kalake. But if there is no Maisa Noche, where the only is standing there for some time, and the Balabais puts it in his hand, then it's not considered as Anuach al Gabikar. So in other words, Teisves here is discussing the same question. And both Rishenis and Teisves say that he doesn't have to lower the Chifetz, Limatamimut. But the second Lashon could be explained, Veidimavu Lemailo Miyut Kilimato. So that could be explained. Not exactly in accordance with the Rashbo's shita, because according to the Rashbo, so it's only because of the Maisa Anoche. But here there is no Maisa Anoche, because he kept on walking. He's chayev, according to Teisves, he's chayev, even if he doesn't stop in the Rishus Rabbi. Not only if he stops. So without Anoches Gufei. But the Teisves in the second Lashon is applying a similar swarik. And Teisves is saying that the same Zeras HaKosov that tells us that Mavi Lemailo Miyud is chayev. So vis-a-vis the essential ingredient of Havore over Dalet Ames is concerned. So we say that the Havore Lemailo Miyud is also Havore Lemata Miyud. So we say that applies to Anoche too. Because when a person walks, so when a person walks, so he walks not only with Lemailo Miyud, but he walks with Lemata Miyud too. His feet stand on the karke, even though he doesn't rest, he keeps on walking. So that means that he's Lemata Miyud too. So when the person swallows the candy, so it doesn't mean that it was swallowed only with Lemailo Miyud. It was swallowed Lemata Miyud too. Even though the mouth is Lemailo Miyud. Because just as in regard to the Avore, we say the Mav Lemailo Miyud Kilemato, so in regard to the Anoche too. After all, he stands on the Karake and he walks on the Karake. So remember, the Anoche is Anoche Lemata Miyud too. So it is similar to the Rashbo, because the Rashbo says that from the Gzeras HaKosuv of Mas of Nikos, we know that Hanochas Gufei, that we apply that when one is Mavil and Mailo Miyud, Taladam is Bishus Arabim, so we apply the Aloch of Hanochas Gufei, Hanochas Chayvetz, and we explained it at that time. Without the Gzeras HaKosuv, so we would say, in view of the fact that Mailo Miyud is Imokim Tur. So, and Lemata Miyud is a Rishus Arabim, so that's like a person who stands in one Rishus and his hands is stretched out in other Rishus. So then we don't apply the Aloch of Anochas Gufei Anochas Chayvetz. But the Gzeras HaKosuv of Mas of Nikos tells us that when we say that if it's in two Rishus, so then the Aloch of Anochas Gufei Anochas Chayvetz doesn't apply if they are in different mikates. Let's say when a person stands in the Rishus HaRabim and he stretches out his hand, the Rishus HaYochid. So it's in two different mikates. So the goof in the yad and the chayfes that is in the yad are in separate mikates. Masha'ikin, when the person walks in the Rishus HaRabim, so the top and the bottom, even though they represent different rishuyes, the top Lemailo Miyud is the Mokim Tur, and the bottom is a Rishus HaRabim, but they are one mocking. On the vertical plane, it's considered one mocking. So mainly we can apply the aloche of Anochas Gufei Anochas Chayvetz. So this is the lomdes of the Rashbo. So the second Lashon Teisves is similar to the lomdes of the Rashbo. He says, Rei dimavi lemailo miyud kilemato v'choshiv muna b'shus Rabim. In other words, this is the Gzeras HaKosuv of Mas of Nikos, that the top lemailo miyud and the bottom lematam yud is one more cane. If it's one more cane, so in regard to the avore, we say there was avore in the mokim tur, and there was an equal avore in the rishus rabim. And in regard to the anoche, we also say there was anoche in the mokim tur, and there is anoche in the rishus rabim. That's the second lashon tesis. So the second lashon tesis appears to be based upon the alfuse from Masav Nikos, but the first lashon tesis doesn't make mention to the alfuse of Masav Nikos. And he says because an odom becomes bot, and he makes an analogy with Traskol. But there is one difference: Traskol is bottled to the rishus harabim only. Traskol is bottled to the rishus harabim only if it's lamatam yud. But if it's a mile of you, the Traskol is not bottled to Rishus Harabim. Mashenkin and Odom is bottled to Rishus Harabim, even the mile of you. So that we have to understand, Monefshach. Since a Kele can also become bottled to Rishus Harabim, and still in regard to a Kele, we don't say that it's bottled to Rishus Harabim if the Kele is a mile of you. So why in regard to an Odom, we say that it's bottled to Rishus Harabim, even if it's a mile of you? Why is Odom more bottled to the Rishus Harabim than a Kele? There is a remarkable Rashi, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. That's the first big line in the Rashi. The first big line beneath the column of the Gemara. So, in the Rashi, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. So Rashi says, "Vi lemaylo miyud hu deloishalte beirabim hadavire be'al memokim tov." So when Rashi explains here that Zayin Amud Aleph, that the halacha that lemaylo miyud the avir is harabim lemaylo miyud has a din of mokim tur, Rashi says why the lishal teberad, so that means why does Rashi have to say lishal teberad? After all, there is a halacha, there is a special halacha that the Aver Rishus Harabim has a din of Rishus Harabim only ad yud, but lemaylo miyud not. So mainly it's in Mokim Tur. Why does Rashi have to say the reason as to why the Aver of the Rishus Harabim, the Aver of the Rishus Harabim is in Mokim Tur? He says because it's Aver, Be'alme, but he says the Rishal Tevirat. So in other words, so it's Mashma. It's mashma from Rashi that actually, in view of the fact that on a vertical plane, so any point at the bottom with any point on top, no matter how high it is, so are considered to be part and parcel of one mokim, part and parcel of one mokim. So Mimele, since the bottom is an Rishus Harabim, the top should also be a Rishus Harabim. Why not? It's one mocking. How can you separate one mocking, one part of the same mocking from another part of the same mocking? If that mocking is a Rishus Ayochid at the bottom, so on a vertical plane, the top should also be a Rishus Harabim. And that's really the pshat. That's really the pshat, according to some Geshenim, of Rishus Ayochid Ilad Morakia, you see. Alright, so according to Rashi, it appears that the whole halacha of Rishus Ayochid Ilad Morakia is based upon the halacha of Kudasik Mechitz. But Rav Chaim points out that according to the Rambam, it's not based upon the halacha of Kudasik Mechitz. But the Rishus Ayochid is geider Ad Morakia. Why? Because since the bottom is the Rishus Ayochid, so the top is one working with the bottom. So in many ways, it's also a Rishus Ayochid. Now, the question is, Rashi himself says that the reason as to why Rishus Ayochid is Ilad L'Rakia is because Gudasik Mechitzteh. So we have to say, why does Rashi have to resort to the halacha of Gudasik Mechitzteh? Because Rishus Ayochid without Mechitzes cannot be a Rishus Ayochid. So even though the top of the Rishus Ayochid is the same mokim as the bottom of the Rishus Ayochid, but if he doesn't have mechitzes, so true is the same mokim. So even the same mokim, but it's not mokim mechitzes, it cannot be a Rishus Ayochid. So that's the reason as to why Rashi has to resort to Gdas Mechitzde. But Rashi is also made that the on a vertical plane, a point at the bottom and the point in the top is considered one mocking. So Mimele Rashi was bothered by a certain difficulty. Why is it that the Avir of the Rishus Arabi, with Milo Miyud, is a mocking too? After all, is the same mocking as Lamato Miyud. So Mimele, it should become bottled to the Rishus Arabi because it's the same mocking. It's the same mocking. In the same way as we say, that Ben Amudi. So, according to one Russian in the Gemara, so Ben Amudim has a din of a Rishus Rabbi. According to one Russian, not because it's not so nichatash mishe, because limazge limistagla behedia, so it's not really nichatash mishe. It's moderately nichalitash mishay, but not sufficiently nichalitash mishay. But according to other lotion, so it has it nichalitash rabbi. So Tesis points out, even though the Rishus Rabim has to be Tezayin Amor wide and Ben Amudim, so between one Amud and the other Amud, there is no Tezayin Amor. So Tesis says, as long as it is, as the rest of the Rishus Rabim, there is the Zayin Amo, so even that small area, Bin Amudim, that is not the Zayin Amo, is also Rishus Rabim. Why? Because it becomes bottled to Rishus Rabim. So in other words, it's one with the rest of the Rishus Rabim. So Lachaskamo Bichamo here, there it's on a horizontal plane, so it's not mamish the same mocking. But as long as it's one level of the Rishus Rabim, so it becomes bottled to the Rishus Rabim. The top and the bottom were Alpidim, it's one mocking. So it should certainly become bottled to Rishus Rabim. This is the kashe that disturbed Rashi. So Rashi says, Inochanan, it should become bottled to Rishus Rabim. Because on a vertical plane, it is one mocking with any point in the with a point at the bottom. But it cannot have a din of Rishus Rabim if it's Lishalta Rabim. That's a special halacha. If it's loy shalte be rabin, so it cannot have a din of Rishus Rabim. We see that according to one mandomar and the asert l'rishenim who pasch like that, so even the karka Rishus Rabim itself, so let's suppose you have tzeye, that is less than gimel tvochim, and if it's less than gimel tvochim, so it's ka'ares michtadamye, so it's like the karka Rishus Rabim. So he says, so according to one mandoma, so it is not a Rishus Rabim. Why? Because people don't step on it. People don't step on it. So his mevike, so people who wear shoes step on it. So it's Darsa Berabim. Mashiach can say if people don't step on it, so maybe it's only Darsa Berabim. Even though it's the Kalka Rishus Rabim itself. The Kalka Rishus Rabim itself. So why? Because even the Kalka Rishus Rabim itself, if it's Loi Mishtam Shebe Rabim, so Memele, it cannot be considered as a Rishus Rabim. That's a halacha. So Memele, this is the reason as to why the Avir, Lemaila Miyud, even though it's the same Mokim as Lemata Miyud, it still doesn't become bottled for Rishus Rabim. Why? It's because Loi Shalte Be Rabim. Loi Shalte Be Rabim. But if the Yechatimtze had been the Chalte B'Rabim, so then the Avir L'mayla Miyud would also have a din of Rishus Rabim. Why? Because it's one more came with the Rishus Rabim. So this is the Pshat in Teisves. Here that could be. Teisves says, so he says, V'afo gav di piv L'mayla Miyud, v'ni rochav dalet. So still is but lua gav Rishus Rabim. So he says, v'domo litrask, v'domo v'rekame domat Miyud, av Rishus Rabim. So the question is, so the question is, why? What if Shech? If there is an analogy between Traskel and Dodom, so just as Traskel is only bottled to Rishus Rabim, let Odom also be bottled. The answer is, Traskel cannot become bottled to Lemailam Yud, to the Rishus Rabim, because the Avir itself is a mocking tour. How can it become bottled to the Rishus Rabim? If the Traskel is Lemailam Yud, So, and that part of the mocking, it's one mocking. The Lamata and Levaila is one mocking. But that part of the mocking itself is a mocking tool. So it truly becomes bottle to that mocking which it occupies. But that mocking itself is not a vicious Arabian. So maybe it's not shayach to say that it becomes bottle. Mashin kili gabi odom. So the only reason as to why the lemaila miyut is not bottled to the vicious Arabian is because it's lo shalte berabim, but vis-a-vis the odom who occupies space in the lemaila miyut, so it is shalte berabim. So mimele it becomes bottled to the vicious Arabian. Because by Trasko also would become bottled to the vicious Arabian, even lemaila miyut. But it can only become bottled to the Rishus Arabim if that part that it occupies is in itself as a din of Rishus Arabim. Masha'inkin, if the Trasko occupies space, Lemayla Meyut, so that space, it's that part of the space of that Mokim, even though it's one Mokim with the Kalka Rishus Arabim, but it does not have a din of Rishus Arabim. So how can the Trasko have a din of Rishus Arabim? It becomes bottled to the Mokim which it occupies. But that mocking itself does not have a din of Rishus Arabim. But in regard to an odom, since the only reason as to why Lemayla Miyud, the Avdi Lemayla Miyud, does not have a din of Rishus Arabim, because it's not shalte berabim. But in regard to an odom who occupies that space, so it is shalte berabim. So the mele, even the Lemayla Miyud, has a din of Rishus Arabim. So that's the pshat. So Rabbi Kivei, referred us to that taste of Dr. Beis, because Taisva says, here, he says, the Avogad, the Avimonach, where Lemayla Miyut Poter, Mikom Mokim, Tachto, Bimokim, Shemahalich, Mikim Chiyavu. So in other words, so it's not that Rabbi Kveiger, felt that this Taisva, he says here, the taste of Dr. Beis. If we are going to explain the Taisva, that when Taisva says, The tasteless means the same shite he has in Erev and Avlamed Gimel. Alright, so then tasteless would be Seiser his shite Dafkuv Beis, because tasteless in Dafkuv Beis is really does not agree with tasteless shite in Erev and Avlamed Gimel. But the pshat in tasteless could mean Avogadi Manachle Mailo Miyud is Potter. So he doesn't mean that if he makes his stop, he's potter. He means, I forgot the man of Lemayla Miyut potter, suppose he'll make the anoche, the chifetz, he'll put on his ease that he's protruding Lemayla Miyut. So then it is potter. So Memela, that means that there is a period when the person is engaged in a neutral act, in a neutral zone. So let us learn out that meitzim mechonik leplati derach stov is chayev. So Taisa says, mikol mokim tachto v'mokim shemhalich mikim chiyavu. So memele, there it's one mokim. So he's engaged all the time in the mokim chiyavu. And this is in line with what Taisa says, dafkum teis. Alright. Mile dehava ha tzidir ishus arabi. V'im teima, ma poshet lo nyeisi aderach tzidir ishus arabi midarach stov? V'yesh leima, didera bayi sheyesh lefonot zdolim. וכן הוא יום מסתום במישהו. וכן הוא יום מסתום במישהו. היכה דהי כחיפות. ותאים. So what does the Gemara say? רבחה בן יעקב says that when does רבחה לזר בן יעקב say that צידרי שסרה מכי שסרה בין היכה דהי כחיפות. אבל היכה דהי כחיפות. So רבחה לזר בן יעקב is made that צידרי שסרה בין does not have any שסרה בין. רשי explains היכה דהי כחיפות. מייצים יסיד הספטנים לפני הקיסר. שיוחיפו שומגוליס וקרניס, ויוחיפו בקיסר יפירו. That's Rashi's פשט. So, according to Rashi, why does the Rav Acha Breid Ravike say that even Rav Lezer ben Yaakov will be made that Tzidr is that Eich Adik Yachifufe, so Tzidr is Rabi does not have a din of Rishis Rabi? Because it's not Nichat Hashmish. Because, you see, the machlekes between Rav Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbonon in regard to Chotz Hashem Yifrotzeriz, is either according to one version in the Gemara in Erev Daf Tzadik Daled, is that the machlekes is a cheshmish b'nei the machlekes, Because the machlekes between Rabbi Zalman Yaakov and Rabbanon has reference to Mikim Amchitzes. And because of the halacha of Atloim Derech, the rabbim shebiru if of Atloim Derech, and then biru is a mokein, so then they acquire invested right. So that means that the rabbim have invested right in it. So maybe it's a rishus rabbim, and the rabbim go there. Mashein ken the rabbanon de achilik, and that halacha that rabbim shebiru and derech, so they acquire invested right. So Mimela, that means that it's a private domain, and even though people walk there, so they are mere trespassers. So Mimela, it's not a rishus rabbim. That's according to one lashon in the Eirad. According to the other lashon in Eirad, so the Rabbi Zalman Yaakov says that even if it's not over the Lemderech, so the Mikim Amchitzes, so and they are trespassers, so the Mikim Amchitzes, on account of the fact that the rabbi walked there, so Rabbi Zalman Yaakov says, it becomes a vicious rabbi. The Rabbonim say no. So the machleik is between Rabbi Zalman Yaakov and the Rabbonim, according to the second Lashon Eirad, is if a certain place is in Mokim Hiloch Lerabim, but they have no legal right to walk there except with the reshus of the person. In other words, private grounds that is false, and it's in Mokim Hiloch Lerabim. So according to Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, it has been a reshus Rabim, and according to the Rabbonon, he does not have a din of reshus Rabim. Let's say like Rockefeller Plaza. So it's a private grounds, it belongs to Columbia University, but Columbia University allows all the rabbim to walk there. So according to Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, according to the second Lashon, so it has a din of reshus Rabim. According to the Rabbonon, it does not have a din of reshus Rabim. So the Gemara Rabbache Breid Ravike says that Rabbi Zalman Yaakov only says see the reshus Rabim as a din of reshus Rabim. Hechadelekechefufe. And according to Rashi, it means he says the stones or stones. So if they walk there, so it's not a reshus rabbim, even though the rabbim walk there. Why? Because it's not Michalei Tashmish. It's not Michalei Tashmish. Alright, so Tesis has a kashe, Heichadik Echipufe, Vitein, Befele Kol Gage Isporich, Vilifrike Bitzine Rishus Rabbim Daume, Perush Vamai Plige Bechota Shenifritzo, Umishane, Iave Plige Bealma, Havamine, Titlige Rabbonen Alei, Hane Mile Heichadik Echipufe, Avalei Heichadik Echipufe, Meide, Komash Meron. Mashma the Rabbi Elazar name polik b'diikah chifuf. So it's mashma that Rabbi Elazar holds that even if he chifuf, even if he chifuf, so he still has a din of reshus rabbi. Why? So then we have to say, so we have to say that according to Rabbi Elazar says two things. First of all, that even if a certain place happens to be private grounds, like Chotza Shenifritz or Mikim Amchitzes, and even though the rabbin do not have a vested right in it, it's private grounds, but if the rabbin use it, so it has a din of reshus rabbin. Number two, another chiddush by Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, that even though it's not the most convenient way to walk on the chifufe, on the stones, it's not very comfortable to walk there on the chifufe, but as long as people walk there, it is a reshus rabbim. So we see that Rabbi Elazar are not like Rav Acha Breid Ravike. V'yei shleima adohe koma. Koma shmolon dehicha deleke chifufe, so according to this, the Lashon in Teisves, the Gemara is only saying that I could have a Salkedaito, that Rabbi Elazar says that it has a din of reshus rabbim even if it ikechipufe, and when it's not comfortable to walk there, as long as people walk there. But I'll leave it MS, if it's not very comfortable to walk there, even though the people, when there is a big crowd, rush out, so do walk there, so then he does not have a din of reshus rabbim. That's the first Lashon Teisus. Then Teisus says, Iname, Hayisur, Rav Pope, Dehoche, Deloy, Mechalei. So that means, according to the second lotion, so the Gemara is saying, that Reb Lezer holds that bein ikachifufe, bein lekachifufe, it is a delicious rabbi. And the Rabbonon holds, bein ikachifufe, bein lekachifufe, so he does not have a din of a delicious rabbi. Now, we have to understand, according to the second Teretz Washington thesis, hayi sugi k'rav pope, v'hoch edoi mechalim, so the Gemara in Erev is saying that Reb Lezer holds that even in the case of Ikechefufe, the Tzidarishes Rabim have a din of Rishes Rabim, and the Rabbonon say, even in the case of Lekechefufe, so he does not have a din of Rishes Rabim. So, in the case where Lekechefufe, so what is the machlekes between Reb Lezer and Yaakov and the Rabbonon? So the machlekes is according to the second lashon in the Gemara in Erev, as to whether private grounds, if you have a certain ground that have all the characteristics of Rishus Rabbi, Shishim Ribay, everything, but they are private grounds. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, even though they are private grounds, and one has no right to walk there except with the Rishus of the owner, so it still has a din of Rishus Rabbi, and the Rabbonon hold, no, if it's private grounds, so it's not a Rishus Rabbi. That's the machlekes between Reb Lezer and Yaakov and Rabbonon in regard to Lekechifufe. But Teisve says in this lashon that according to that Gemara in Erev, so Reb Lezer is chilek even be Lekechifufe. So what's the pshat? So Reb Lezer definitely holds that even though it's Lekechifufe, and that means it's not most calf, it's not very comfortable to walk there. But since people do walk there, whenever there is a big crowd, so whether they walk comfortably or they don't walk comfortably, so it's still considered a Rishus Rabbi and the Rabbonon. And what did the Rabbonon say? And the Rabbonon say it's not considered a Rishus Rabbi. But maybe the reason as to why the Rabbonon say it's not considered a Rishus Rabbi is because even in a case where Lekechefufe, so then it's very comfortable. So it's not a Rishus Rabbi because it's private ground. So certainly when Ikechefufe, it couldn't become a Rishus Rabbi. But as far as the fact that they don't walk comfortably upon stones that are placed near the buildings is concerned, so even Rabbonon could agree with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov that does not detract from the nature of the Rishus Rabbim just because they're not very comfortable. So what mean they're not very comfortable? Well, they still walk there, the Rabbim still walk there when there is a big crowd in the main street. So in the main grounds there is a big crowd. So then they walk there. So mainly it has a din of Rishus Rabbim. Or according to that Roshin in Teisves, the Gemara in Erev is saying that there is a double machlekes between Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbonon. One machlekes between Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbonon is in regard to Lekechefufe. So there the machlekes is whether private grounds can have a din of Rishus Rabbim or not. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that even though it's private grounds and no one is allowed to walk except with the Rishus of the owner, it still has a din of Rishus Rabbim. And Rabbonon hold not. If the Rishus Rabbim don't have any vested right to walk there, the Rabbim don't have a vested right to walk there and they have to resort to a license from the owner, so then it's not a Rishus Rabbim, even though they have such a license. That's one machlekes. And the other machlekes is in regard to Ikechefufe. But it's more mistaber, so then there is a double machlekes. But it's more mistaber to say that according to that second Washington Teisves, that Reb Lezer is chilek and Rabbonon, even in the case of Ikechefufe, that there is no double machlekes, because how do we know that there is a double machlekes? After all, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov certainly holds that if Rabbim walk on the tzive, Rishus Rabbim, even though they're not very comfortable, they have to walk on stones that are placed near the buildings. So the fact that they walk there, even though it's not so Michalei Tashmishel, if they don't walk comfortably there, but they walk there anyway, so Memele, it has a din of a Rishus Rabbim. Meicha teisen in Rabbonin Achillik, kam the woman disciplined by Yaakov. Of course the Rabbonin Achillik, but the Rabbonin Achillik even in the case of Mechere Bufe. So it's for a different reason. Because it's not, it's private grounds. But suppose it wouldn't be private grounds. Suppose these stones wouldn't be private grounds. The Tzidrish Rabbi wouldn't be private grounds. So even the Rabbonin would have. It's more mistaba that way, because Meicha Teise, that there is a double machlekes between Rav Lezer and Yaakov and Rabban. So it's more mistaba that according to the second lotion in Teisles, so even if it's not Nichat HaShlishe, but as long as it's used by the Rabbi, so Mimele, it's considered Rishis Rabbi, even though it's not Nichalit HaShlishe. Now, we could say that, but this is only when Teisa says here, so Teisa says that Ahisug Yekirav Popeh Dehochad Lo Mechalik. So that means that actually there is a machlekes between Rav Popeh and Rav Achad Reb Ravik. On that point, in other words, according to Rav Popeh, so Rav Lezer ben Yaakov holds Sidr Ishus Arabim is Kirishus Arabim, even Ifikachifu. So that means, according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, certainly the fact that they walk there uncomfortably doesn't detract from the nature of Ishus Arabim. So the Rabbo, and there is no raya that the Rabbonin Achillik and Rabbi Zabai Yaakov in regard to that point. The Rabbonin Achillik and Rabbi Zabai Yaakov, because even in the case of Lecher and Bufe, the Achillik, because it's private grounds. Meicha Teise, that the Achillik on that point of Rabbi Zabai Yaakov. So we have to say that according to Rav Popeh, if Rabbim walk on Tzidr Ishus Rabbim, even though they don't walk comfortably on Tzidr Ishus Rabbim, so even though they don't walk under the ground to the Rishis Rabbim, it's still considered as a Rishis Rabbim. And the Rabbonon, we have no raya that the Rabbonon Achillik and that Svor after Rav Yaakov. The Rabbonon Achillik for a different reason, because it's private grounds. But suppose the Rishis Rabbim wouldn't be private grounds, so then the Rabbonon could also agree with Rav Yaakov. Let's say, suppose he was mafkir the Tzidr Rishis Rabbim to the Rabbim. So then even according to Rav Popeh, even the Rabbonon would agree that he has a din of Rishis Rabbim. Mashein kein Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Mashein kein Rav Achad Reb Ravik. He says that even Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, he says, see the Rishis Rabbim, he's Rishis Rabbim, so it's only a Lekach Rav Popeh. So Rav Lezer ben Yaakov only holds that the fact that it's private grounds, that does not negate the character of the Rishis Rabbim. But if it's Ikechifufe and it's uncomfortable to walk there, even though the Rabbi do walk there, that negates the character of Rishis Rabbim. So even Rabbi Zabai Yaakov and certainly the Rabbon. So in other words, so it seems from this tasteless, whatever the Pshat in Gemara in Erevin is, it's not important, but from this tasteless it appears that there is a machlekes between Rav Popeh and Rav Achad Reb Ravik. Suppose you have a Tzidr Rishis Rabbim that belongs to the Rabbim, not that he's private, that he belongs to a private owner, that belongs to the Rabbim. But a Tzidr Rishis Rabbim, where people, whenever there is a big crowd in the Rishis Rabbim, rush out, so then many people start walking on the stones, on the narrow stones that are placed near the buildings, and of course they walk there not very comfortably. So according to Rav Popeh, it still has a din of Rishis Rabbim. According to Rav Achad Reb Ravik, it does not have a din of Rishis Rabbim. Now, Lifluk, that could be the machlekes between the two Rishonim Dav Zayin. It could be. Now, here we have, the Gemara says, Ki Oser Avdim Om Rabbi Yechanan Ben Amudim Nidin Ki Kamles. My time, Afo Gav Didar Seber Rabbim, Kim Dewe Mistagalo Behedye, Ki kalmles dami. So what does it mean? Even though it's darse b'rabi, but since when the rabbin do walk there ben amudim, they cannot walk in a straight path, because they have to walk zigzag ben amudim. So memele, it doesn't have a din of rishis rabbi. Omar Rav Zeir, Omar Rav Yudi, Yitztabesh lefnei Amudim, Yudin ki Kamlas. Liman domar bein Amudim, Kolchni Yitztabesh. Liman domar Yitztabesh, Yitztabesh hu delo yinichet HaShmishe. Avo bein Amudim, yinichet HaShmishe, loy. So that is a Rishis Rabbi. Lishna Achrine, Avo bein Amudim, Yizim Yidarse Lerabim, Kershus Rabbim Damye. So, I mean, the Rishenim don't say, I mean, what is the Machlekes, what's the difference between the first Loshin and the Lishna Achrine, but it could be that the Machlekes between the first Loshin and the second Loshin is on this question. The first Loshin says, Avo bin Amudim Dinichet HaShmishe Yilot. So mainly it is a Rishis Rav. It is a Rishis Rav. Even though it's loy mistagal in the head, so it's not. But so it's not so nichalit hashmishe, but it is sufficiently nichalit hashmishe, because it is sufficiently nichalit hashmishe. Avol ben amudim nichalit hashmishe, it's sufficiently nichalit hashmishe. So mimele it is a rishus rabim. Why? Because it's nichalit hashmishe. It is sufficiently. It has a madikum of nichalit hashmishe. Lishnachine avol ben amudim dizin in daras leram rishus rabim damir. So it could be that according to the second Loshin, so the reason is why it's a Rishis Rabin is because it's Da'as Rabin. And even if it hadn't been Nichalit HaShmishe at all, too, over there it is Nichalit HaShmishe. Over there it is Nichalit HaShmishe. But according to the second Loshin, it's not necessary, it's not essential that it should be Nichalit HaShmishe, even if it wouldn't be Nichalit HaShmishe. The fact that it's Da'as Rabin, so that's enough to make it into Rishis Rabin. So in other words, so we have a machlekes between the two Rishenes, as to whether if it's Darse B'Rabin, but it's they do not walk there comfortably, but they do it anyway because of the big crowd. So Mimele, so according to the first Loshin, it's not a Rishis Rabin, and the only reason as to why Bin Amudin is in either Rishis Rabin because there is a madikum of Nichalit HaShmishe, but if there hadn't been a madikum of Nichalit HaShmishe, it wouldn't be a Rishis Rabin, in spite of the fact that it's Da'as Rabin. And according to the second Loshin, even without a madikum of Nichalit HaShmishe, as long as it's Da'as Rabin, so it has a din of Rishis Rabin. So in other words, so then, according to Teisves, it might be that's the same machlekes as between Rav Pope and Rav Acha Brei Rabin. So between Rav Pope and Rav Acha Brei Rabin. Now, the Rach says here, Chifufe. So he says, Rashi says Chifufe, it means when you put stones near the buildings. He says, Pirish Avonim Yetzis Nakia, Kizizim, Kideshel Yochefu Vyachachechu Abemes, Ubniodom Avrim Uboim Bikir Vyarsu. The Filu Rabeleze, Adom Atzidi, Rishus Rabin, Kishus Rabin, Mein, Heichad Yikhe Chifufe, Divre Hakel, Lav Kishus Rabin, you know. So it's a different chart. Whereas according to Rashi, so the Chifufe are stones that are placed on the ground, near the buildings. So according to the Rach, it's not stones that are placed on the ground, on the Karkav, the Rishus Rabin, near the buildings, but they are protrusions that come out from the Ksorin. But the net result is the same. In other words, according to Rashi, it's stones placed on the ground. So that makes it a little uncomfortable to walk there. But people walk there anyway because there is rush hour. So, and according to the Rach, people walk there because they have to bend their heads. Otherwise, they'll always bump against the zizim. So again, there is an element of discomfort. So there is really no nafkemine between Rashi's pshat and Rach's pshat. Now, let's see how the Chidushi Aram explains it. The Rechtzidei Rishus Rabin, Pirsh Rashi, Kigen Kesel Choser, Shem Nifritzo Rishus Rabin. See, Nifritzo Rishus Rabin, the Havim came Amchitze Tid Rishus Rabin, Mokit Ptur, Vameniach Shom Potter, Vafil Hoche Kaf Rishus Rabin, Der Shom Chayim. So the same kasha was raised by Teisves. So Teisves gives the teres v'yesh leima the derer bayi sheyesh lefon of zdodim. V'chein hoyo mistome imbish. So that's the derech. I mean, we certainly have tzidah rishis rabim, but the tzidah rishis rabim of ours have nothing to do. There is no connection between the Tzidurishes Rabim of ours and the Tzidurishes Rabim of the Gemara, because Bizman Chazal, so there was no special sidewalk where the people walk, and then there was a gutter, the way we have it today, where the cars walk. I mean, so the behemoths, the agoles, and people, they all walked on the same ground. But they wore stones, that's the sidewalk, that were placed near the buildings, and people usually didn't walk there. But whenever there was rush hour on the main grounds of the Rishis HaRabim, so many people preferred to walk on those stones. So the Ram has the same kasha spaces. He says, V'kasha li munolon di deva dar shom chayet, ויורוז על פי ראיש, ויעד שלישו יעבור תפוחים סומך לקסולים, שאינדרב מיודם לסחחר בקיסר, קורו צילי רישוס הרבי, ובחי גבנה נסגים לעבור. והוז על פי ראיש, אי בדישה מסלים רב לזה, וצילי רישוס הרבי, איזה דין רישוס הרבי, היחד לקח איפות, כי בין שנופלו הקסולים, שדרב מיודם, לילך שום, עד מקים הקיסר, כי בין שאין שום קיסר. והוא צריך לפורש כאילו משום דהות הרב לרבי יעקב, אקיס לחוסר של נפריץ הקויו, סוב דהירת, וכמשי כוסף הרב זל, אבל היחד היא כחיפוף, כגן די סנאיל לקסולים, הווה מוקים פטור. So according to the law, חיפוף it does not mean stones. It neither means stones that are placed on the ground, nor protrusions that come out from the keser, but Heichen like a chifufa means when the keisel was nifritza. In other words, fell down. So then it's there of the odom leilech shom, ad mikina keisel. So then there are many people who walk there. But, and then he says, aval heiche, di ike chifufa, ki gein, di snail iksolim, have mokin ptu. In other words, so he says, di atchlei sho yavo tvochim, סומך לקסולים, שאין דרב מיודום לסחחר בקיסר, קורו צילי רישוס הרבי. קורו צילי רישוס הרבי. ובחי גבנה לויסגי בלעבוכם. לויסגי בלעבוכם. So, according to the law, ספשט, we do not have to say that the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Acha Breit Ravike is on the question as to whether when people walk on Tzili Rishus Arabi, that is not private grounds, but they don't walk comfortably there, because they have to walk on stones, or they have to bend their heads because of not to bump against the protrusions. So according to Teisves, that's the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Acha Breit Ravike, as to whether that is a din of Rishus HaRabim or even not a Rishus HaRabim. According to Rav Poppe, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. According to Rav Acha Breit Ravike, it does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. According to the law, we could say that if it's not Michalit HaShmishay, then according to both, according to Rav Poppe and Rav Acha Breit Ravike, so it does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. Even though it's a Hilach Rabim. But after all, it's a Hilach Rabim, but they don't walk comfortably there. They don't walk comfortably there. So it's not Michalit HaShmishay, so it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So, and what is the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Acha Breit Ravike? Rav Poppe says that according to Rav Leza ben Yaakov, so even if Ikechipufe, so it's a Rishus HaRabim. So, and according to Rav Acha Breit Ravike, if Ikechipufe, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Even according to Rav Leza ben Yaakov. So the Rosh says, what's Ikechipufe? Because at Shlei Shoyavot Tvochim, Somuch Liksolim, Shein Derav Mi'odom Mi'ischacher B'Keisar. So he's called Tzidur Rishus HaRabim. He's called Tzidur Rishus HaRabim. So then, in the Rav Yodam Yisrach Rav Kesel, so he's called Tzidur Rishus HaRabim. So he says, V'eva Nisham Esra Rav Lezer Rechen Reka Chifufe, Ki in Shenof Lach Somi, She the Rav Yodam Leilich Shom, Ad Mikim HaKesel, Ki in Shein Shom Kesel, Ki in Shein Shom Kesel. So we may let people walk there. But it's private ground, some of the Yaakov holds, that even though it's private ground, it's still a Rishus HaRabim. Masha'im came, if he can't fulfill. So then, people don't walk there, not so many people walk there, because they don't like to rob. That means when the case lay standing. So the tzidrish is a rabbi. The tzidrish is a rabbi. So that's a distance of yimut lochim or dalit lochim, somewhat like solim. So it does not have a tzidrish is a rabbi because very few people were there. So the reason as to why according to Rav Achebre the Ravike, Eichadikach Refuche. So he does not have a dinner which is a rabbi, is not because of discomfort, but because there is no real Eilecha. Because very few people walk there even when it's crowded. So most people prefer to push themselves in the main grounds, on the main street, in the main grounds, rather than to walk near the Ksolim and rub against the Ksolim. But only a few people decide to walk near the Ksolim. So in other words, so the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Achebre and Rav Ike, according to the Ram's pshat, is not whether there is such a requirement of nichalei tashmishi or not. Because the machlekes is when relatively few people walk there, when it's grounded, not many people, so according to Rav Achebre and Rav Ike, he does not become both of the rishis rabbi, even though there are few people who walk there, and according to Rav Poppe, but there are a number of people who walk there, so it's considered the mokim ilachonav. That's the machlekes. But according to the role on the Ram, so we could say that in a case where it's loyni chavitash mishay, then even Rav Poppe will agree that it's not a rishus rabbim, in spite of the fact that according to the Ro and the Ram, if it's not nihalitash mishay, if people can walk uncomfortably there, even though they walk, it's not a rishus rabbim. Now, so in the machlekes, according to the Ro and the Ram, so the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Achebre and Rav Ike is on the question what kind of a hilch l'rabim there must be. So according to Rav Achebre and Rav Ike, there are many who walk there when it's clouded. So then it becomes a vicious rabim. But if there are not so many who walk there when it's clouded, that's a when nikechavufe. When the buildings are standing, so then it's not a rishis rabbi. It's not a rishis rabbi. And according to Rav Poppe, even though there aren't so many who walk there, but there's still some who walk there, so mainly it becomes a rishis rabbi. Mashein came in the case where it's loy nichalitash mishay, so then even Rav Poppe might agree that it does not have a din of rishis rabbi. In spite of the fact that it's in Mokim Elohim Rabbi. So what's the machlekes between the two Lishenes, Tav Zayin? So we'll see that when we reach that Gemara. But according to Teisves, so we have to say that the machlekes between Rav Pop and Rav Achad and Rav Ike is on the question if in Mokim Rishis Rabbi, like see the Rishis Rabbi. That is, let's say, suppose it's not private grounds. So then the machlekes between Rabbi Zalman Yaakov and Rabbonon has no relevance. So is it a rishus rabbim because it's a mokim hiluch l'rabim, or is it not a rishus rabbim because it's not nichalei tashmishi? That's the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Achebre Dravik. Now, again, let's turn to the Ram. Now, the Gemara, from the Gemara in Eirad, it appears, so there are two Rishenes in Gemara in Eirad. One, according to the first Lashon in Eirad, so both Rabbi Zalman Yaakov and Rabbonon agree that private grounds do not have a din of Rishus Rabbim, private grounds. According to the second Lashon in Eirad, the machlekes between Rabbi Zalman Yaakov and Rabbonon is not the Shabbos dike machlekes, it's the cheshvish dike machlekes. Whether Rabbim shovad lom derech, ubir lom derech le'atzmon, so according to Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, they acquire a vested right, so it's not private grounds. So the Meile tells it Nachtimini in Shabbos, because they acquire a vested right, so it's a real Rishis Rabim, and the Rabbonim should decide that who hold that they do not acquire a vested right, so it is still vest private ground. So maybe it's not a Rishis Rabim. So it's not in Shabbos the Kemachleikis. Shabbos is only in Nachtimini. In that machlekes, according to the second motion in the Gemara and Eirevin, so it's a Shabbos machlekes. It's a Shabbos machlekes. So the tzidah rishus harabim are private grounds, and still Rabbi Zalman Yaakov says that it has a din of rishus harabim because the rabbim walk there. And the Rabbonim say no, it does not have a din of rishus harabim. And of course we pass from like the Rabbanon, so that means that if you have a city that Shishim Ribe Bekin made, but it belongs to a person, to a private person, so it does not have a din of Rishis Rabim. So it's a kamelis, even though it has all the other characteristics of a Rishis Rabim. Now, then when the Gemara says, so now we have to understand, according to the Rab, so the Machlekes is, according to the second Lashon in the Gemara in Erevin, the Machlekes is whether private grounds can have a din of Rishis Rabim or not. Now, according to the Ror, he says, the Atshleisho Yabo Tvochim, Somuch Liksolim, Shein Derab Niodom Nischacher B'Keisel, is called Tzid Rishis Rabim. So, Ravachet Reit Ravike says, that even Rabbi Zalman Yaakov is made, that if he can have Rufe, so then it's not a Rishis Rabim. Why isn't it a Rishis Rabim? Because it's not a Rishis Rabim, because it's not a real Mokim Hilach Rab, because most people don't like to walk. And the Huzal Piresh, even the Shamus Rab Lezer, he had like a Hippute, Kigin Shenoflak Sol, Sheder of Neodom Melich Shom, Admikima Kesel, Kigin Shein Shom Kesel. So the Ross says that the Machleke between Rab Lezer and Yaakov and the Rabbonon is not only in regard to the Mikema Mechitzes, not only in regard to Mikema Mechitzes, but even the three Tvochim, the four Tvochim, close to the Mikema Mechitzes. So according to the Rabbonon, it's not a Rishis Rabin. According to Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, it is a Rishis Rabin. So Bishleim in regard to the Mikema Mechitzes, itself, we understand as to why it's not a Rishis Rabim according to Rabbanon, because that's private grounds. And according to Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, it is a Rishis Rabim, even the Mekim Amchites. Why? Because even private grounds have been a Rishis Rabim. But even the Gimel Tvochim or the Dalet Tvochim, somuch to the Mekim Amchites, that's certainly not private grounds. So, according to the Rabbonon, it's not a Rishis Rabim either. Why not? But that's not private grounds. That's not private grounds. And since the Kesel fell down, so Memele, the Rabbim don't hesitate to walk there. So, and that's public grounds. So why do the Rabbonon say that it is, that it's not a Rishis Rabim? That we have to understand. What's the longest? And you cannot say on the basis that it's not Nichali Tashmishay, because after all, it's very comfortable to walk there in the Gimut Vochim, Somuch, to the here to four Kesel. Because there isn't even a Kesel, they don't have to walk themselves again in the Kesel. And still, according to Rabbonon, so the three Tvochim, Somuch, to the here to four Kesel, that it's Nichali Tashmishay and all the Rabbim walk there, is not a Rishis Rabbim. Why not? But that's public grounds, that's not private grounds. So we see an extension of that concept that the Ramban points out in Erevin. It's the Ramban who really spells it out, that the Rishis Rabim is only that kind of a ground that the Rabim have Rishis to walk there and to be mishtamish there. But if it is owned by a person, even though the person is generous and he lets everybody in the Rabim walk there and the Mishtam is there, it's not a Rishis Rabim, it's a Kamelis. It's the Ramban who pointed out. So, Mimele, the Rabbonon hold that not only if a certain ground belongs to a private person, So it cannot be a Rishis Rabin. Even if he doesn't belong to a private person, it's public lands. But if a person has to get Rishus, if a member of the Rabbi has to get Rishus to walk there, so Mimele, it cannot be a Rishus Rabin. So Mimele, they say now, so if there is a Kesa, now, so within three Tvochim, Somoch Lekesel, it's impossible to walk without rubbing against the Kesel. Now, if a person will be, so the owner of that Kesel, and of those of that Chotzer, if he's petty, so he can stop, he can restrain, he can, Al Pi Cheshmishke, Al Pi Bezdin, he can restrain people from walking, not only on the Mekinam Chitzes, but even on the three Tvochim, adjoining Somuch to the Mekinam Chitzes, to the Kesel. Because in order to walk within three Tvochim from the Kesel, so he has to walk against the Kesel, he has to be Mishtamish in the Kesel. And if a person is petty, and he's not generous, and he doesn't want him, so he can stop other people from touching his Kesel. There are such people. I mean, whether there are such people or there aren't is not important. Let's say that there aren't such people. I know, let's say, sometimes in the subway when I sit in New York and somebody holds the New York Times, and if I take a look at the New York Times, so he'll turn the pages always and he'll not read in order to stop, prevent me from reading. But I have a legal right to read, after all, I don't touch the paper. But if I were to touch the paper, then he would have a legal right in civil court to stop him, and now Bedin he would have a right. So in other words, so if, let's say, a person cannot walk within three Tvachim from the Kesel, except if he walks against the Kesel, then the owner of that Kesel has a legal right to restrain him. Opi Bezni can do it. He can take out an injunction against that person from walking within three Tvachim near the Kesel, because he has no right to touch that his Kesel. All right. So that's called veto. The Gemara calls it veto. The average normal person has no payday. But if a person is petty, so he can restrain. So that means that the rabbin have no legal right without rishus, not only to walk on the Mekim Amchitzes, even to walk next to the Mekim Amchitzes. They have no legal right. So even though the three Tvachim, Somuch to the Kesel, are public grounds, but the fact is that without the rishus of the owner, he has no right to walk there. So what difference does it make whether the grounds are public grounds or private grounds? As long, this is what the Roh holds. The Roh holds, the Roh Shita is, that in order to be a rishus rabbin, so every member of the rabbin must have a natural right to walk there. But if he does not have a natural right, whether he does not have the right because it is owned by a private person, or he does not have the right because it's impossible to walk on the public grounds within Gimel Tvachim from the Kesel, except by trespassing upon the Kesel, it doesn't make any difference. The net result is the same, that the rabbin do not have a natural legal right to walk within three Tvachim from the Kesel. So maybe it's not a rishus rabbin. So this is what the Roh and Ran say. The Atzrei Shoy Abo Tvachim Somuch Liksolim Shein Derav Niyodom Lischachar B'Kesel Kor Tzid Rishus Rabbin Uchagam Sar Lachar Vuz Al Pireish Eim Dishom Eslil Reb Lezer De Tzid Rishus Rabbin Hebe Din Ovo Rishus Rabbin. So even though temporarily the ksolim fell off, but he is going any day, he's going to set up the ksolim, and mimele he'll be able to restrain people from walking there. So that means that people do not have a natural permanent right to walk within three Tvachim of the Kesel. So maybe it's not a rishus rabbin. That is Rabin. But Rabbeleza says, no, never mind. They don't have a natural legal right to work there. But the fact is that people do work there. Whether they have a right or they don't have a right, they work there. So even on the Mechimam Chitas, it's a Rishis Rabin. But the Rabbon hold, no. In order to be a Rishis Rabin, it's not enough that it's public grounds. Even if it is owned by the whole public, by the whole Rabin. But if the Rabin do not have a right, a natural legal right without Rishus, to walk there, it's not a Rishus Rabin. Rishus Rabin Kimashmoy, in other words, that each member of the Rabin, of the public, has a natural legal right to walk there. But if he has to ask Rishus, he has to come to the owner, do you give me a license to walk within 3 tvachim from your castle? And then he says, yes, I give you such a license. So, but he doesn't possess a natural legal right to walk there, so it's not a Rishus Rabin. This is the shite of the Ron Rab. All right, now, right after the Chanukah vacation, there will be Pchine, and all the Gemara in Yitzias HaShabbos, from the beginning of Yitzias HaShabbos up to the point, where we will reach before the Chanukah vacation. Mm-hmm.
Shir Lama Dalin and Shabbos, Yud Gil Kislev Heitov Shalom Zayin, December 5th, 1976, on Sunday.
Short is that they didn't go over on that subject that we finished. Tavovam Dalin, Hatish is the Brahmas, Ramesh Yazir Chayim. So what did Gemara say? That even the Nazar, he says, Mahalach Kehne Domeh, and I may see in the comments with Rashi there so this potter, so only Mavi on the comments with Rashi there so this potter. But may she be there, Mechonis with Rashi there so is high. Now, in the Oshalme there is a machlekes between two mandomas. One mandoma says, as our Gemara, that the Nazari only patterns by Meitzi Mechonis with Rashi there so. But by Meshit Zerik, Mechonis Lutvati, the star of the Nazar is made that he is high. Because there it's not Shayach to say Mahalach, Kehemedom. He's not a Mahalach. Mahalach, so he makes footsteps. But Zerik, so there is no stop whatsoever. And then another Mandoma says that the Machlekes between the Nazar and the Rabbonon is Dafke in regard to Zerik, Mechonis Lutvati, the star. Mashenkin, Meitzi Mechot Lutvati Derech Stov, even the Chachomim, even the Rabbonon, hold that he is potter. In other words, so what is the Machlekes according to the Adam and Doma? The Adam and Doma in Yerushalmi, who says that by Meitzi Mechot Lutvati Derech Stov, even the Rabbonon, agree that he is potter, because Mahalach came with him. Mahalach came with him. But when do the Rabbonim say that is Chayev Zerik Mechonis Lutvati Derech Stov? And then as I says, that even Zerik Mechonis Lutvati Derech Stov is also potter. Why? Because since in the interim there is a short period within which the person is engaged in a neutral act in a neutral zone, as the ball goes through, moves through the stop, Bavia. So then he's engaged in a neutral act in a neutral zone. So that constitutes a break in the Maisavera of its own. Alright. Now, but our Gemara is like the Mandoma Yerushalmi, that the machlokes between Benazai and the Rabbonon is in regard to Meitzi Mechot Lutvati Derech Stov. But Zerei is even according to Benazai, so it's higher, because it's not Me'alech. And how about the fact that there is an interim period within which he is engaged in neutral act, neutral zone, that does not constitute a break in the Maisei Tzor, even according to Benazai. So in other words, even Benazai holds that we learn out from Sidei Rishus HaRab, because that was the Gemara's Kasha, apart from the question of Mahalach Kehemedome. True, the Rabbonon don't reject the concept of Mahalach Kehemedome, but let him be potter because there is a break in the continuity of the Maisavir of Itzoe. So the Gemara says, because we learn out Meitzim Mishtayim Yochim Mishisarabim Derech Tzidei Mishisarabim. So Benazai also. So we learn it out from Zerik Mirshus HaYochid, Mirshus HaRabim, Derech Tzidah Mirshus HaRabim. Over there too. So there is a break in the continuity of the Maisa Averas to Israel. All right. Now, HaMishit VeHazirik Chayim. This is a Sikash of Vintema. HaMayim Midi Mishit VeZirik Kimdol Yalim Derech Stop Miderech Tzidah Leyungen Mavir Bach, collected. We need to make any difference. So, Hochename, the name is Bizericum Ishi. So, take this in the Kashi, assume that the Benazai is made, even though Benazai says, Meitil Chonus Liplati der Stov is Potter. So, only Meitil Chonus Liplati der Stov is Potter. But Meitil Meshus Ayochim Meshus Arabi, der Achzibir Meshus Arabi. Israel. Why? Because that wasn't the mission. Because things were said in the previous days. Meaning the Havatidah Rishis Arabim, Vim Temar, my portion to engage at the Havatidah Rishis Arabim, there are stop, Vishnima, there are by Shesh Lufon of Zdonim, Vichim Huyam Mishnah and Mishnah. So in Mishnah, we had that. Meitzi, Rishis Ayochi, Rishis Arabim, there are Tidah Rishis Arabim. So Meile Ben Azai is also made there. Since it existed in the Mishkan, that is high. This is what Teisa assumed in the Kash. The Benazai is made by Meitzim, which is a Yoch, which is a Rabbi, the Artsid, which is a Rabbi, he is high, because it existed in the Mishkan. But Benazai says, still he says, Meitzim, the Chos, with Laki, the Arstov is not there, Vim Tema, Amai, Meitzim, the Mishkan is there, Kindle Yalim, the Arstov, Midarach Tzidei, Linyan Meitzi, and he agrees that Meitzi, Mirshus Ayochim Mishus Arabi, the Arzid Mishus Arabi is Chayim, and so Hachaname, Rimeiri Bizirik Omeishit. So he shouldn't learn out that Zirik Omeishit is Chayim. Why should it be Chayim? After all, apart from the question of Balak in the domain. So we have to have a raya from the Mishkan, because if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, so it's as far as we say that as long as there is a break in the continuity of the Maisa Avere, that precludes Siru of the Akira and the Udanoch, of the Akira and the Udanoch. So Mimele, since Benaza says, Mitzvah Chosu Tlaki, the Son is high, and he's Potter. And Meitzim, Rishis HaYochim, Rishis HaRabim, he'll be made in Yisrael because it wasn't a Mishkan that way. So he doesn't learn Derech Stov, Miderech Tzidei, vis-a-vis Meitzim, Mavir. So Chanam Elonim, he'll be Zerik HaMeishit. So true that Zerik HaMeishit, Rishis HaYochim, Rishis HaRabim, Derech Tzidei, Rishis HaRabim, wasn't a Mishkan, and he was Chayev, but Zerik HaMeishit, Michonus Liplati Derech Stov should be Potter. Yeshua, so here says no. Not the stasis as human in the Kashi. That the Naza is made. That Meitzi, Meshus HaYochim Shusarabi, Derech Tzidah Shusarabi, is Chayev. Why? Because it existed in the Mishkan. No. The Nazai, Mada Derech Tzidah Shusarabi, Name Potter. Tzidah Shusarabi, Name Potter. But it wasn't the Mishkan. But the fact that it wasn't the Mishkan is not enough. Because if there is, of course, it has to exist in the Mishkan. If it didn't exist in the Mishkan, he cannot be Mechuyev. He cannot be Mechuyev. But that doesn't mean that everything that existed in the Mishkan, so he has to be Mechuyev. If, let's say, on the basis of Svore, we have to come to the conclusion that he made a stop, so we may even don't exist in the Mishkan. So it still cannot be Mechuyev. In the Mishkan it also existed that the person many times made stops at every moment. So what? So in such a case, that doesn't mean that even when he makes stops, he should be Mechuyev. So whereas Tesis in the Kashi assume that on account of the fact that Meitzim, Moshus Ayoch, Moshus Arabi, Derech Tzidah, Moshus Arabi, existed in the Mishkan, so Mele Ben Azai will be made there. That Meitzim, Moshus Ayoch, Moshus Arabi, Derech Tzidah, Moshus Arabi, is Chayev, in other words, that we don't apply the halacha of Malach Kehi Midome, Ligabi Meitzi. We only apply the aloha of Malachi Medome. Ligabe, Meiti, Michamus Lutwati, there are stored. Cases in the Torah says no. Whatever is true because of the Svore of Malachi Medome, Malachi Medome is the Svore, is the clarity of the Mitzias. And the Nazai doesn't recognize the distinction between Lahakatif and Lofish. So Mele, every Malach is really named at every footstep. So Mele is a Svore. He should be potter. So even though it exists in the Mishnah, he's still potter. Not only makes him a chonis leplatia derech stov is potter, but makes him a shayon is rabbin derech tzidon is rabbin is also potter. When has a man derech tzidon name potter? Aber gal den Mishnah malakei medome. Aber zirik o meishi derech stov yalif mi zirik o meishi derech tzidon is rabbin. So there we have no reason as to why we should say that he is potter. So in Mele, and as far as the question of the fact that there was a pause in the continuity of the Maizavere, that should constitute a break in the Itzoi and should preclude the Tziruf of the Akira and the Anoche. So that we cannot say, because after all it existed in the Mishnu, so we see that it doesn't constitute such a break. Avot Zerik Umeishi Dara Stok, Yalif Mizerik Umeishi Dara. Now, the Rif mentions this Gemara of that made the Nazai Bezer. So because of that, many Rishenim assumed that the Rif Paskas like the Nazai. The Rif Paskas like the Nazai. I mean, it's no Raya, but there are many Rishenim who assume that way. Because the Rif mentions made the Nazai. If the Rif doesn't Pask like the Nazai, why should he mention it? Well, the Rif mentions only that which is relevant, la aloha. And if the aloha is not like Benazai, so it's not relevant. Whether made Benazai, not made Benazai. That the Rif passes like the Nazar. So it can only be explained on the basis of that Yerushalm. Because Yerushalm says there is a machleik samaroi in Yerushalm. And there is one mandoma who says that the machleik is between the Nazar and the Rabbonon is only in regard to Zeir Komeishi. Mashenke, in regard to Meitzi, so even the Rabbonon agree. Some Mele. It's a shayach to say that he passes like the Nazai, because according to that Mandoma Yerushalmi, it's not that he passes like the Nazai. He passes like the Rabbonon. You see, because whatever is true, whatever the Gemara, our Gemara says that made the Nazai, that made the Nazai, that Zeir Komeishi is chayev, is true. Alive the Rabbonon, according to that Mandoma Yerushalmi, that by Meitzi, even the Rabbonon agree that Malachim. So that's why. So that could be the reason as to why the Rif should pass like the Nazai. But other Rishonim say that the Rif doesn't pass like the Nazai, he just mentions that man. Tona Rabbonon, Dalet Rishuyes L'Shabbos, Rishus HaYochi, Rishus HaRabi, Karmeles U'Mokim Ptur. So we have four domains in Shabbos. The Rishus HaYochi, the Rishus HaRabi, and the Karmeles, and the Mokim Tzur. V'izelo Rishus HaYochi, Ritzu Womit Yud, V'rochel Dal. So if you have a pit, or a cistern, anything that is dark, that is bainish, so if it is 10 tfochim deep, and Dalet al Dalet, So it's a Mishnah Yochid. Or if you have a Geder, a fence, or a Nomu that is 10 Tvachim high and Rochid Daled, so that's a Mishnah Yochid. Zui Mishnah Yochid Gmur. Vizeu Mishnah Rabbi. So here the Gemara repeats it, reiterates it. First the Gemara says Vizeu Mishnah Yochid, and then the Gemara reiterates and emphasizes it. Zuir is a yochid mo. Vizeur is a rabbi. Sratye u platye gdoilo. Umboyis misholoch. Sratye is a highway. Platye is the marketplace. Is the marketplace. Now, in those days, so you didn't have stores, you know, a shopping center in the street. So you had a market. And there, people from the whole town, from every corner of the town, came to shop. That was the marketplace. Today, I mean, what would be the counterpart of the market? I mean, there is no such thing as a market, not in a real sense. So I suppose a main street, you know, almost every city in the United States has a main street, And the main street, that's the street where all the residents of the city come. There are certain streets that are side streets, not main streets. Not main streets. Let's say Ardmore is not a main street. Jersey is a main street. Kimball is a main street. Why? Because it is used. People from all over town drive through that. So that's a platje. Platje is a highway, not in the city itself, but that's a highway that is used by people, by travelers from all the other towns. That's platje. So platje is a highway. Not an in-town highway, but an out-of-town highway. And it's used by people from different towns. And Platje is a market. So the people from the street come there. All right. That's Rati. Uplatje Gdoilo. Umboyis Hamfeloshim. Now, Hamfeloshim, so Rashi says, all right, now, let's see the Rashi. Dalit Rishuri, school in the forest, get a case of Shigabua Yuri, the Rochel Dalit, Havu Sayot, Sratia, Misilo, a highway. Shehil Kimbo Mielir, he emphasizes the fact that it's Mielir. Platje, let's say a highway in town, let's say the highways in Chicago, in the city itself, or in any other city. So that's like Platje, I think. I mean, what is Platje? It's a market. So if the Yiches consists in the fact that people come there to shop, I mean, what difference does it make? Whether they come there to shop or they come there to travel, because they travel. Maybe there is a difference, I don't know. But Lifluk, so if it is a play, if it's a highway in the city, so it's not used by all the other people, by the people from the other adjoining towns. So then, Lifluk, it's like Platje. But Rashi says, Platje Rechobo Shaliyo Sheshom Miskapzin Lischeiro. I suppose because in those days, so people from all corners of the city, if they did come to a certain section of the city, so it was for one purpose only, to shop. It wasn't like today, that because they traveled, there is a certain main street, you know, that all the cars use. All right. Platje Rechobo Shaliyo Sheshom Miskapzin Lischeiro. So this is an essential prerequisite for Rishus HaRabim. We learn it out from the Midbar, from that it has to be Tezayin Amu White. If it is not Tezayin Amu White, it cannot be Rishus HaRabim. Hamfuloshim. Now what does it involve Movi mean? Movi means is an L. Here in Chicago you also have L's. So I mean you have buildings on two sides, and then it's open on two sides. So you have along lengthwise. So you have the building, so that's two mechitzes. And then widthwise, so it's open. So it opens, so one side widthwise opens to one street and the other opens to the other street. So that's a mother. And if it is mifuresh, if it opens to a Rishus HaRabim on both sides, lengthwise it has mechitzes, it has the houses, the buildings, but widthwise it's open to the Rishus HaRabim. So Rishus HaRabim, So then it also acquires the din of Rishis Rabin. So apparently there is something in Mivoyim Amfoloshim that makes it into Rishis Rabin, not on the basis of its own merit. Because if that moment, let's say according to the Rabbanon, the two mechitzes does not make it into Rishis Rabin, not Rabbi. According to Rabbi, the two mechitzes make it into Rishis Rabin, so something else. So it cannot become a Rishis Rabin either I say, even if it's Mifulish Rishis Rabin. But according to the Rabbanon, the two mechitzes does not convert it into a Rishis Rabin. It doesn't even negate the character of Rishis Rabin. Two mechitzes do not convert it into a Rishis Rabin. The two mechitzes do not even negate the character of Rishis Rabin. So the question is, if this Mavi Amfulis, it has only two mechitzes, and in addition, it has all the characteristics of a Rishis Rabin, so why do we have to say that it's a Rishis Rabin? Because it's a foolish Rishis Rabin. Because it opens, the alley opens on both sides of Rishis Rabin. Let's say it doesn't open on both sides of Rishis Rabin. But this in itself is a Rishis Rabin. Now let's say Times Square. So it's a Rishis Rabin. So it has to be foolish to other streets that are Rishis Rabin. This in itself, Times Square itself, has all the characteristics according to all the shame of a Rishis Rabin. So obviously the Lashon then it says Movei Hamifulish Mishnei Roshayim Liplatia or Lislatia, there are two Yosois. So it means that even though the Mevov, the Movei, on the basis of its own merit, had it not been Mifulish on both sides to the Rishis Rabin, it would be. But just because it is mifulesh and it's open on both sides of Rishis Rabin, that endows it with the status of Rishis Rabin. So in other words, so there is a special aloha of mifulesh Rishis Rabin. Even Sratio Platye doesn't say mifulesh Rishis Rabin. Sratio Platye itself is a Rishis Rabin, you see. But more than mifulesh, it becomes a Rishis Rabin by virtue of its identification. By virtue of its identification and emergence into Rishis Rabin, because it opens on two sides into Rishis Rabin. All right. Now there are two Gesoys. I don't know whether there is an Achtimine or just between the two Gesoys. One Gesoy is Hamfeloshim Mishnei Roshayim Liplatye, and the other Gesoy is Lisratye. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't make any difference. There's no special significance, and maybe it has significance, because there is a difference between Platye and Sratye. You see, Sratye and Platye have one common denominator. Sratye is a highway that is used by all the German towns, by the people of the German towns, and Platye is the marketplace. But there is one difference. A highway is not used to stay there. They say people highway, so people just pass through there. They don't stay even for a moment. They don't stop except the stop of Malachim. There is no other stop by them. Mashiach in Platye, when people from all the corners of the city come, you know, to the market, to the fair, and then they stay there many hours to shop. So there is a, that's the difference. That's the difference between Sratye and Platye. Between Sratye and Platye. All right. So that two Yosoyes, Amfeloshim, one Yosoy is Mishnei Roshayim Liplatye, and the other Yosoy is Lisratye. So one thing is sure, if we are Geris, Mvoyes Amfeloshim, Mishnei Roshayim Lisratye, so even the fact that it's connected on both sides to Lisratye, to a highway that is used by people from all over, just passing, not to stay there anytime. So even that gives it a status of Rishis Rabin, Malachas Kamo V'chamo, if it's Mifulesh Liplatye. But if the Gersi is Liplatye, so then one could argue, I'm not saying, but one could argue, if one wants to be an action, he can argue, and he can say that only, after all, since we have to say that the Mavi Mifulesh is not a Rishis Rabin on the basis of its own merit, independent of any other Rishis Rabin, so then it wouldn't have to be mentioned Mifulesh on both sides. Times Square is a Rishis Rabin because it's a Rishis Rabin, not because it's Mifulesh to other places. So So, in other words, so it's a Rishus HaRabim only because it's Mifulesh. On both sides of Rishus HaRabim. So maybe if it is Mifulesh, one could argue. I'm not saying that it's Mistaba that way, but one could argue. That, I mean, according to the Gilsen of Mishnei Roshayim Leplakye, that only if it is on both sides, it ends up in the marketplace. So that's the place where the people from all over the city come and stay there, to stay there for some time. Not just to pass through for a moment. So then it acquires the status of Rishus. But if it is foolish on both sides, just to start here, now this on its basis of its own merit, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. But it is, it has to become a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its connection and identification with Rishus HaRabim on both sides, maybe only if it connects and it opens into a Rishus HaRabim that where the people from all over the city come and stay there. That gives the move itself is the Rishus HaRabim. But if it is open on both sides to Israti only, where people just pass through momentarily, they don't stay there. So the Srati itself, it has all the characteristics, fine. But maybe the Movi not. Well, that's not such a double portion. It's more Mistaber that doesn't make any difference whether it's Mifulesh to Israti or to, it's Mifulesh to Itlaki. Or it's Mifulesh to Itlaki. Alright. Now, but one thing is sure. Suppose you have a Mobe that is Mifulesh on both sides to other Mois. Mobeis that are mifulesh b'shnei roshei Moshe Zerabim. In other words, that Mobe itself is not mifulesh to either Israti nor Eplati. In other words, it's not mifulesh to something that on the basis of its own merit is Israti. But one Mobe is mifulesh to another Mobe foolish. The other Mobe is mifulesh to Israti and Eplati. But this Mobe is only mifulesh to that Mobe. So then this Mobe does not become a Rishus HaRabim. That's true. Why? Because it has to be mifulesh on both sides to something that is a Rishus HaRabim on its own merits, not to something that he has a status of Rishus HaRabim, because it merges into a Rishus HaRabim on two sides. Alright. Now, so we have to know, one thing is clear, that Mevoyis Amphiloshim, do not possess all the essential characteristic of a Rishus HaRabim per se. Rishus HaRabim per se means Srati Uplati. You'll see in Rishayim they distinguish between a Rishus HaRabim of a Mobe, even though it's a Rishus HaRabim Midraise, and a Rishus HaRabim of Srati and Uplati. Why? Because a Rishus HaRabim of Srati and Uplati is a Rishus HaRabim on its own merit. But a Mobe, why is it a Rishus HaRabim on its own merit? Because it is the place where all the people from every corner of the town comes. Everyone gravitates to that place, to the marketplace. Everyone. Without any exception. And Srati, it's a highway. People from all towns to pass there, pass through that highway. So that's a Rishus HaRabim on its own merit. But in Mobe I'm foolish, so people, not all the people from all the city, pass there. As a matter of fact, just as here, you have big alleys, you know. You have big alleys, and you have alleys that are foolish. That are foolish, let's say, to streets that are used as a highway. Highway. But not the people from all over the city pass through the alley. Who passes through the alley? Who drives through the alley? Or who walks through the alley? In other words, if he wants to use a shortcut, and if he, first of all, if he wants to go to one of the buildings there in that alley, so he'll drive there in that alley, he'll walk there in that alley. But if he doesn't have to go to that place, and if it's not necessary for him, you know, to use his certain shortcut, he will not drive through the alley. So in other words, so the alley, the Mobe, is not the place that is used normally by all the people of the town. It's only used primarily by the people who have Mishayches to those buildings, who live around there, those buildings, not by all the people. So Memele, so that's not a Rishus HaRabim by itself, except on the basis of the fact that it opens on both sides, to a Rishus HaRabim. I'll tell you, you see,
It's very unfortunate that